A random thought. If we do away with daylight saving time, is it better to stay with the fall back or the spring forward? Because I was looking at why we had daylight savings time and researching, and it goes back to World War One, actually, when it started in Germany, and conserving energy. And then the U.S. adopted the same thing during the Roosevelt years. But I agree. I think, you know, switching the clocks back, whatever, is stupid.
Yes.
But where do we land? Mm-hmm. Do we just fall back and just stay falling back? Mm-hmm. Or do we just always spring forward?
If correct me if I'm wrong here, because you did a lot of diving into this and the reasoning why it started, right? So the actual daylight saving time is when we spring forward, right? And then you fall back in the winter because it's for fewer months, I should say. And then it's a spring forward to kind of help in that. So if that's the case, because I think Congress approved it to stay, make daylight saving time permanent, which means that we'd stay with these longer days instead of just abolishing it completely, which means we would fall back, which I'm thinking 9 o'clock at night and the sun just barely setting, you know, you that means you're not getting to the club till 11. You know, we're a little older now. You're trying to go out. You're not trying to be out there. It's like, I don't mind the sun setting at 7 every day. I mean, back home, we don't do daylight saving time, right? And then we're close to the equator. So sunrise and sunset are almost the same throughout the entire year. Pick one, and I think the one you pick, let's just abolish daylight saving time. And so in other words, let's stay falling back.
I agree, because if we just stay at spring forward, that means during the winter months for a lot of our colder states, sunrise isn't going to happen until after 8 a.m. And so you got kids walking to school in the dark, in the snow and ice, parents having to drive to work in the dark. To me, it makes more sense to fall back, and that way we get that sunrise early for those areas. But I don't have any kids, so I mean, that doesn't really concern me. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if I did have kids, I wouldn't want to go drive in the dark in the snow.
Yeah.
To go take them to school. I'd rather at least the sun come out a little bit earlier.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is that when most people think of daylight saving time, they're not even thinking about the morning, because every argument I've heard is, well, I just don't like it when I'm at work and it starts to get dark already. You know, I'm like, I get it. But for you saying that about the morning is a little different, because everybody was always talking about that. I've talked to about it and have heard the conversation, seen them even on the newscast. It's always about the evening time. Nobody's talking about the morning. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would rather the sun come up early and then it starts to get dark around 5:36. I am fine with that, to be honest. Right. And so for people out there that, you know, they say nothing good happens when the sun goes down. Well, now you got more time to do whatever it is that you want to do, because it's going to get darker earlier. So I think that's great. I mean, maybe you got to go to bed at 8. So that gives you at least a couple hours to do some of the nighttime stuff that you might not get a chance to do. So I'd rather have it be sun come up early, and then after 5:30 starts to get dark, doesn't bother me one bit. Now, only thing that I think that could impact is you take a, you know, state like Texas, you think about sports, after school sports and all that. But I mean, small price to pay, in my opinion.
You know, now when you put that in there with the after school stuff and the, you know, all right, so I'm going to have to go spring forward, because you don't want those kids out there when the knuckleheads decide to come out, because, you know, knuckleheads don't come out till the sun drops anyway. So, you know what? All right, I'll switch. I'm going the other way. I'm going with Congress. I'm doing what Congress has never done before, or at least that we've heard about in a long time. They all agreed. It was unanimous. And that's crazy. Now it's got to go to the House of Representatives. But yeah, you know, happy to see this. And let's go spring forward. You stay fall back. We'll take the spring forward, because I got a kid, and I know she's going to be doing some kind of sports or something.
Right, but if it's an indoor sport, there's lights inside. If it's an outdoor sport, there's lights outside.
I knew you were going to say that.
So, what's the problem? I mean, what school do you plan on putting your kid in where they don't have lights?
All right, I get it. If Wrigley Field has lights, every place can have lights. I got you. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Like this one? We are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 80. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
Can we call it the Jerry Rice episode then? You know, 80? He's the one that made 80 so famous.
Okay. We can do that.
Hey, so if you've been following us on social media, one of the things that you did see was that, you know, Tell made a bet, said I had to do this if he did season 14 and is it 14? Yeah, we're 14, right? Yeah. Season 14 of Married at First Sight. And here it is. We had to do it before April. There's a specific reason for it. And we did it. We went up in a plane. We jumped out. We'll tell you all about it, everything leading up to it. Let you see some of that footage as well. And we're going to do that on episode 83. And we'll explain why. But just mark that date. April 11th, we're going to drop both episodes on the same day, audio and video. Audio that morning, video that evening. And you'll get to see when we both jumped out of a perfectly good plane just because...
Because we could. Because we wanted to do something different. You got to live your life.
I have a lot of people like, yeah, you're on your own that one.
If you're going to be scared, go to church. That's all I got to say.
You know, I'll tell you who's not scared. Because NFL free agency has been wild to start off, right? It's been mm-hmm. a big, wild thing all of a sudden. And here's the interesting part. The Deshaun Watson gets cleared. And then all of a sudden, teams are interested in him. So he just threw a complete curveball in every team. To the point that a team that nobody thought was looking for a quarterback, which, I mean, I lived in Cleveland for a couple, so I kind of figured they should. But, you know, Cleveland enters the race and says, hey, we want to talk to Deshaun Watson. We hear Cleveland's out. We hear, who else was out? Carolina was out, so it was going to come down to the Saints and the Falcons. To the point that even the guy, one of the receivers, it was a tight end for Atlanta, who has the same agent as Deshaun Watson, made a tweet that said, It's about to be lit or something along those lines, right? And kind of alluding to the fact that Deshaun was coming to Atlanta. And then next thing you know, guess what? He's going to the Browns.
Blew my mind because when I heard he got cleared, mm-hmm. I thought that was sketch because I followed a lot of that. And I'm like, come on, man. You were on Instagram hitting up random women that aren't even licensed massage therapists to give you a massage because your quads are really tight. And then, you know, according to these women, you know, you'd pull your thing out. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to believe that many women lied or whatever. And so don't know how he pulled that off. Don't know how his legal team pulled that off. But use the system. I get it. So I had some concerns. And when he was going to come, you know, talking about coming to the Saints, I'm like, I have a hard time. But I was like, if he's cleared legally, who mm-hmm. am I to say
right.
that... He's wrong, right? I totally still think he's wrong, but who am I to say? You know, the Texans would have plenty of people to massage his quads if he ever needed it. Mm-hmm. Thus, he did not need to do that, which tells me you were doing some dirty stuff. But whatever. I don't knock a happy ending massage. If that's what you want, be honest about it. But don't pull this crap. So when I look at the Cleveland contract, and I watched the last game from the Browns last year, I'm like, yeah, Baker's going to be done. I was rooting for Baker, but it's just not going to happen. But man, $230 million, 5-year fully guaranteed.
That's the part that just wowed me. Because he's got the highest guaranteed money ever in the NFL. Now, here's the thing. Because Deshaun Watson, and here's when you think about it, you're like, huh? Deshaun Watson is 26 years old. He's got a long career ahead of him, right? And just 2 years ago, there was talks of him potentially coming to the 49ers. And then Houston was like, we didn't say we were going to trade him. Matter of fact, we're going to let all these allegations pop out just mysteriously. Because all of a sudden, everybody came out. The minute Deshaun said he didn't want to play for Houston anymore, all these allegations came out of nowhere, right? And not saying that they didn't happen. But if they did happen, then Houston was suppressing them. And the minute he said he didn't want to be there anymore, they go, oh, you forget how much we're protecting you? Here, let this go. I think it's mm-hmm. it's pretty shady the way that just came about all of a sudden, right? So you can understand why there's some people who may have doubts in it, but at the same time, we can't say that it's not true. It's too many people to say it's not true.
What we can say is there is documented footage from his own Instagram account messaging IG models to come over and give him a massage, or for him to go to their residence and to get a massage. So to me, that's dumb, right? If it was all about your quads and your massage, you would go to a licensed massage therapist.
My question is, what did the his attorneys use? Because they could have been like, hey, we all went to college. And when the girl was like, she wants a massage, you offered up a massage. You knew you weren't licensed to give a massage, but you gave one with hopes of other things, right? Or you were like, oh, honey, my back hurts. Can you come massage my back? Hoping that things would go somewhere else. And that may have been his pickup line. I mean, again, he's 26. He's still young, you know, in that mind. Not saying it's right. And I'm saying this. Who hits up an IG model for a massage?
Deshaun Watson.
Okay, enough said.
Well, because like to your point, when we were in college, if some girl wanted, this was a girl that we knew, mm-hmm. we met, we were conversating. It wasn't just some stranger because there was no IG back when we were in college. We just didn't just walk up Thank to God. Some random, oh, you want a massage? Hi, I'm Terrell. Yeah, come to my dorm room. I can take care of that for you. No problem. You know, we didn't do that. So for Deshaun, I was just like, help me understand.
But we may not have done it, but that doesn't mean there weren't other guys that did. Let's be real about that.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. But, you know, if the justice system said that he's cleared, all I can say is he's cleared. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there. It's still sketch. But, hey, he's cleared. So kudos to him for getting this contract. And you got to figure he is super healthy.
Yes. There's no denying his talent on the field. So it's the Browns may finally have, have their quarterback. We'll see, because then again, a lot of good quarterbacks have gone to the Browns, and whew.
This gives them a chance to not even do a rebuild, because if they got rid of Baker, mm-hmm. they're doing a rebuild. And they've done rebuilds almost every 4 years, seems like. So yeah. This is their shot. So getting Deshaun helps them be able to say, okay, hey, we're already here with Baker, and it's not great, but at least we're here. We're not like it was before Manziel. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go here with Deshaun. So Cleveland's going to be a team to watch. If they build up a good offense around him.
Mm-hmm. They've already got the good something. Running backs, and Antonio Brown wants to come back anyway, so we'll see how that goes. Interesting thing, though, in football, because football, it's funny. The season's over, but everybody's talking football, right? And another story that popped up out of here was Calvin Ridley, who is suspended indefinitely for gambling, not while he was playing, but he was betting on games. He was out on a mental health leave. And he bet on these games, and he did a parlay, three, five, and eight game parlay. And it's against the rules, and so they're going to suspend him.
So here's what's crazy about that story is it came out in the news that he has a gambling problem, and he was betting on a bunch of games. So then Calvin really comes out, it was like, it was only $1,500. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all it was $1,500.
It's my pocket money.
Yeah, yeah. So $1,500. And so he gets suspended for the year, and everybody else is pretty much, okay, well, that's par for the course. You can't gamble. You think of Pete Rose every time you think of sports gambling. Mm-hmm. And so people are like, okay with it.
But they're not even going, oh, well, he knew the outcome of these games because he didn't bet on any one game directly, which they could have gone, oh, he had insider information into this. He didn't. But the rule is you can't. And around the facilities, I think they're constantly reminding players you can't bet on games. He wasn't around the facilities. Oh, did he have a lapse in judgment? I think more so he just like, well, I'm not betting on any one game. All right, whatever. And he may have just done it. It's going to cost him a couple mil because now he won't get paid.
So you're 100% right, but this is where I put the accountability on the player. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've joked about this on many shows. If I blow up and I make a lot of money and I know I'm going to do something that potentially could jeopardize my money, that's when I go to my friend that I pay $100,000 a year just to help me not do stupid shit. And I go to my friend and say, hey, I want you to put this $1,500 on this parlay for me. And if we hit, I get 80%, you get 20%. That's it. Like, it's just that simple. Similar to Deshaun Watson, have someone else go on their Instagram account and hit up these models and say, hey, my boy who's a quarterback for the Texans would love a massage. You know, so why are you doing this stuff yourself? It's not worth it. And so now this $1,500 parlay has cost him millions. And I guess if you already have millions, losing a couple million, you're just like, I just think that's just freaking insane.
It is. And you're right. They do need to take this is where the new school needs to take a look at the old school and understand when Jordan was allegedly doing his stuff, he would go to the club and chill, never really talk to the women in the club, just, all right, cool. And he would leave. But by the time he got back to where he was going, his boys had already gone, hey, so Mike wants to see you. Again, not from my IG, but from somebody, my home. And here's the problem. He did it from his app. It was registered on him. Again, everything's in the palm of your hand. And that's the thing. He had it right there. He was like, oh, you know what? Let me do this. His people probably didn't even know he made that bet. They may or may not have. I mean, and it's a silly mistake, but it's going to cost them millions. But you know the rules, and the rules are the rules. You can't say, oh, I didn't know, because you do know.
Well, Darius Slay, who's a Eagles Pro Bowl cornerback, mm-hmm. did this tweet, and it totally opened up a lot of conversations with a lot of people. He said, just been on my mind lately. The NFL is suspending Ridley for the whole year, but dudes out here beating up females and getting suspended 6 games, mm-hmm. which is the rule.
Yeah.
So if you bet $1,500, you're out for the year. But if you hit your girl or any woman, that's just 6 games.
Yeah, it is bad that that's the way they go, right? And here's the thing about it. I get it that betting on games is bad and they're trying to make an example out of him. However, the comparison is what makes this even worse for them. The NFL looks bad in this one.
Darius brings up a good point. The rules are the rules, mm-hmm. but we're saying that gambling
yes.
has a harsher offense mm-hmm. than hitting women. Like that, that's where the craziness comes. When you put it like that,
yes,
you get in more trouble for gambling on a game than you would for hitting a woman.
But you know why, right? It's because the NFL makes a lot of money on gambling.
The penalty for gambling should be less because the NFL depends on the gambling money anyway.
Yes.
So technically that money is just going right back into the NFL pool, whereas hitting a woman, the NFL doesn't benefit from that at all.
Which is why the penalty is not as strong. Because here's the thing. If it's perceived that players, here's the thing. If it's perceived by players, that the players are gambling on games and influencing the outcomes of games instead of just playing their hardest to win, then they start to lose money. It boils down to the bottom line. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
If you thought LeBron had money on this game, do you think he was going to shave some points? Would you put money on the game?
That's a good point.
It's all about the money. That's my point and where it comes down to. Why is it so important for the NFL to make a big stance on this? Because there's so much money locked up in gambling for the NFL. Women, well, they're the wives. They're not the ones on the field playing. If the women were playing, they probably wouldn't... If they probably beat up another NFL player, they probably get more time than beating up a woman. And that's sad for the NFL because the NFL has a lot of female fans and the NFL really needs to take a stand on this. If we're taking a stand on so many other things, like player safety, you've got to take a stand on the safety of women. We cannot have men out here, no matter how aggressive a sport you have them playing, out here beating up women and going, all right, well, we're only going to take away a month and a half of work from you. No, suspend them for a year.
Because right now you get suspended, first offense, 6 games. Mm-hmm. Next offense, a whole year. Mm-hmm. Next offense, indefinitely.
Right.
That's the stint they took after Ray Rice.
You can't have the month of October because it benefits you in merchandise to go pink and have pink highlights and pink this. Because again, there's money involved. It comes back down to the bottom line. You do that for October for breast cancer awareness, but then you still allow these woman beaters to play and only be suspended for 6 games. No, the NFL has to do better. Plain and simple.
Well, you called it I didn't even think about all the pink stuff and all that. To your point, it's merchandise. It's sales. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to make profit off of it. Thus, they're good with it. Damn, it's just money is the root of all evil.
Merchandise, it's big. That's why, remember when they came up with the women's jerseys? Now they've got to protect women. How about that? You came up with jerseys for them so they stopped wearing all the men's jerseys? Okay, now let's protect them and punish these guys who put their hands on them.
I wonder what would happen if a player started dating an owner's daughter. Not of the same team, of course, but just a player dating an owner's daughter or Roger Goodell's daughter. And what happened to Ray Weiss's fiance at that time happened to their daughter mm-hmm. publicly. Like, what would they do then? Same thing we say about politicians, right? If mm-hmm. a school shooting happened at a school where a bunch of politicians' kids went, all of a sudden we see some policy changes.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't
exactly.
impact them. So they ignore it. I get it.
Exactly. As we move from For the Love of Sports into politics as usual, I see your boy Ted Cruz has been kind of quiet, but still out there saying some wild stuff. Huh?
Yeah, he is on a roll trying to say that the Biden administration is not doing enough for Ukraine. It's the Biden administration's fault because a year ago, Biden didn't give them some type of aid. Mm-hmm. All this other stuff. And he also says that he doesn't feel like Biden should send troops, that we shouldn't send troops out to the Ukraine.
Right.
So I looked up to see exactly what all has this administration done for the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And it's a long list. It's like $800 million in assistance that he just announced recently.
Yeah.
On top of the $20 million of assistance he did before that.
Right.
But this includes, like, and, you know, I was never in the military, so, but I'm assuming this is good stuff. 800 Stinger anti-aircraft systems, 2,000 Javelin, 1,000 light anti-armor weapons, 6,000 AT-4 anti-armor systems. He sent planes, rifles, guns, helmets, armor. It seems like he said everything except troops.
Right.
And I'm like, what else would Ted Cruz want him to do? A majority of the Republicans seem to be going along with what Biden has sent and agree with it.
Right.
But I'm trying to think, what else should he do besides send troops? Because we know that's not what we want.
Right.
Right. And I think all of us, our hearts go out to these Ukrainian folks, and just the stories that are coming out are gut-wrenching. And I try to pay a lot of attention to it. And that president is using social media in a really good way mm-hmm. to show what's going on. It reminded me of, you and I talked about this a long time ago, but around the civil rights movement and how the fact that it got to be so televised was beneficial, which right. is why you had peaceful protests, because that way the world could see what is happening to people. And mm-hmm. then that's how change happened. So I think in the same sense, this is what that president is doing. But when you watch it, you're just like, holy shit, could you imagine? You're at home and, you know, troops and tanks in the streets and all kind of things happening that every day you're fighting for your life and mm-hmm. you're trying to get your family out safe as possible. They're bombing schools. They're bombing maternity ward. I mean, it's just insane. But I can't think of what else Biden can do besides sending all that stuff on top of what the other countries are sending them.
He could send Ted Cruz.
I don't think Ukraine is like a Cancun right now. So I don't think he would go. I mean, they might have Wi-Fi, and I always gave him shit about that. Like, you can have Wi-Fi. You can travel anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. I don't see him going here, mm-hmm. Mainly because it doesn't benefit him. Because when we right. see Ted Cruz travel, it benefits him in some way. Cancun benefited him to keep him warm and his family warm while mm-hmm. the rest of us in Texas were freezing our ass off. Going to the border, trying to say how bad job we're all doing when it was his other president that was so passionate about border security and wall that never happened.
Yeah.
So whatever. So it doesn't benefit him to go out to the Ukraine. But I'm curious to hear what the argument that some of these Republicans would want to make to say, what else could he do? And of course, it's just politics. No matter
it's
what
all
he
politics,
did,
Biden, all it is.
Biden could have went down there in full, you know, military gear and killed a couple Russians and came right back. They still wouldn't like him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it doesn't really matter.
Ted Cruz is playing the game because he's, you know, he knows it's election year. He's up for re-election, and it's going to happen because, you know, Texas is going to Texas is going to Florida, Texas is going to Flexus, and he'll be right back in office. He is speaking to the base when he says that stuff, not because they have an answer, just because it sounds cool, and that's what they say. Well, what is Biden then? And, you know, well, if Trump was in there, this wouldn't happen. Yeah, because he don't move against your buddy. You know, and while Ted Cruz isn't doing much for to help Ukraine, got this in rgrtpod@gmail.com. Apparently, in this bullshit, this woman was trying to do her best to help out Ukraine. And so she's a 34-year-old mom. She was out girls' night out, you know, but apparently way too many drinks. I'm not going to say one drink too many. Apparently way too many drinks because they started talking about Ukraine, a conversation came up and how they can help. And next thing you know, she doesn't remember anything past that. The next day, her bank calls and is like, hey, so you tried to pay a four, I think almost a 5,000 pound charge to Uber because she ordered an Uber to Ukraine from Manchester, England. And two things came to mind when I saw this, though. How are you going to drive there? And then I had to Google it because I'm, you know, and can you drive from England to France, right? Just I said France because it's right across, you know, and they're like, well, you could take the ferry or you could put your car on the Eurostar train and ride through the tunnel. So apparently there's a way. So apparently that fee may have included the ferry fee or the Eurostar train fee. And then you go through France and keep going until you get to Ukraine. That's a long ride, but almost 5,000 pounds. I thought it would actually be a little bit more than that.
You know, I think I have an idea of what happened.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So they go out for girls' night, mm-hmm. having some drinks. Mm-hmm. And you know how people get a little bit more honest with each other when they've been drinking?
Yes.
And so they get to drinking, and she's talking about, I'm sure they have TVs playing in the bar or in the yep. pub where they're at. And they're just looking like, look at that stuff in Ukraine. That's just terrible. Somebody should really go out there and do something. And then her girlfriend was like, you know, you always talk about doing stuff, but you never follow through. Don't talk about it, be about it. I've known you for years, and you've never stepped up and done shit. And she's like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to call an Uber. You go get my Vaseline. Let's go. Lock and load. And so she was like trying to put her money where her mouth was.
Right.
Literally, except she had insufficient funds.
Yep.
And insufficient ability to go to Ukraine to do anything in the first place. But I think that's what happened. They got to talking, and she was just like, you know what? You're right. I need to step up. I've been talking about stuff for years. I need my moment. I need that thing that's going to make me say, this is the moment my life changed. Grab my purse. I'm going to the Ukraine.
Here's the crazy thing about this. Uber tried to run that charge 9 times. The only reason it didn't go through is because insufficient funds. And that's why the bank called her. Hey, you had insufficient funds. You know, we did this. But Uber tried to run it 9 times. I'm hoping that's just an automated system. And it was like, try again, 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 again. Damn it. One more time. Again.
I'm sure this is not the first time somebody tried to drunk Uber to go someplace they know they can't go. I'm sure somebody in Texas was at a bar like, dude, we should go to Hawaii like right now. Let's do it. Let's quit our jobs. Call the Uber. And they're like, okay, sure. They'll charge that car for $5,000. So I'm sure this is not the only time. But I mean, how many times has Uber done that for $100 trips? Mm-hmm. And then you got to fight to try to get your money back. Luckily, she didn't have enough funds or else she could have been in a problem trying to get that money back.
Right.
But I want to know what she was drinking, because some people say tequila gets them angry. Mm-hmm. You know, whiskey or bourbon makes them want to fight. Mm-hmm. Jack Daniels makes them want to fight. What were they drinking? Pink what? Pink something. And Sambuca. And I'm just like, I've never heard people on Sambuca ready to go ride or die.
You don't know how much they had.
No. A couple shots of Sambuca and she's just ready to do it. Bout it, bout it.
Well, here's one thing you can know. Next time we're out drinking, it definitely won't be any Sambuca because we're definitely not ordering an Uber to Ukraine.
No, no, I'm not going to the Ukraine. I'm not trained for that. You know, I just did 1 year, 2 years of ROTC. Mm. That's nowhere near enough to say, you know, let me take some of this weaponry that Biden gave and let me fly that plane. I got it.
But you'll jump out of one.
I'll jump out of one all day. I'll jump out of one that where there's no war shooting going on around it. Let's just be clear. It was a nice, beautiful, sunny day in Central Texas. I'll jump out of that plane all day. But if there's a lot of fighting going on and bullets and missiles in the air, nope. I'm going to have to call in sick that day.
Episode 83 is coming April 11th, and we'll talk about the time that we both jumped out of a perfectly good plane with somebody strapped to our back.
It's called tandem. You make it sound weird. It's called tandem jump.
I don't know where your mind's going, but that's what I said, tandem, right?
No, you said with somebody strapped to your back. Like it's something crazy. I'm like, it's a tandem jump. That's how it's supposed to be done.
Were they not strapped to your back?
Yeah, it's not okay, like you're trying to get away and they just strap themselves.
Don't forget, we drop our regular episodes every Monday audio, and then on Tuesday, we put them on YouTube with the video episodes, and then Wednesday, Married at First Sight, Season 14, Boston, the recaps.
Ugh. 1 week closer to this being done.
Oh, we still got a
season. The season is just a mess. I know, but it's a week closer. Mm-hmm. to the end. I mean, I'm still not over the 3-hour premieres.
Apparently.
Yeah, no, bitter, bitter.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
This is the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers. Cheers. Wow.